Boss ain't here. He's gone north for a little while. They say that vanity got the best of him, 'cause he sure left here in style. By the way, that's a cute hat that you wear, honey, and a smile so hard to resist. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this?
Good morning. It is 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, little Guy Davis in the background bringing us into this morning's interview with the man himself, Guy Davis. Good morning, Guy.
Well, good morning. Here I am in sunny Sitka.
Sunny Sitka. Yeah, you got a premium day today, and it might get there's a change coming in the weather.
Heard something about snow
tomorrow. I hope you brought your long johns.
Actually, I'm in them right now. Hope I don't need more.
So, did you make a long trip yesterday? Did you fly all the way from the Bronx?
No, came up here from Ketchikan.
Oh, did you do a show down there?
Yep, did a show there. Actually, two shows. Did one in a senior home. Before that, I was in Palmer, and before that, Anchorage. And I could sort of keep going before that.
Okay, but so you've been doing an Alaska tour.
Yeah, also northwestern Canada. So.
Okay, so you've been a long way from home. Then Bronx is where you call home, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, and Guy Davis is going to be playing tonight at the Sitka Performing Arts Center, 7 o'clock. You can get tickets at online at sitkafolk.org. And Guy's also going to be playing some music live for us at during the Good Day Radio Show between 9 and 10 o'clock this morning. Guy, we had no trouble finding any of your music in our collection. In fact, my dilemma is which one of these CDs to play. You've been doing this for a long time, right?
Yeah. In some ways it feels very long. Some days it feels like I started just yesterday. I never get bored with what I do. And writing songs, I guess, is my way of coping with the world.
And it's not just songs. I started to, I traditionally do a little prep for these interviews. In the morning, I go online, I check the artist's website, do a little Wikipedia research, and I just pretty much drop the whole thing in frustration. There is so much out there about you and your family, and your career is not, you wouldn't describe your career as a traditional blues man's. I mean, this...
you got to understand, I'm not a blues man. To almost quote Buddy Guy, I'm a blues musician. A blues man is somebody who is a lot tougher than I am, who could grow up in that world where there are lots of bars, lots of knives, lots of guns, lots of whiskey, lots of misunderstandings. I don't think I could handle that, but I do love the music.
Well, how did you get to the blues?
Well, the first time I heard the blues being played, it was being played by a group of white college boys, and I was so young, I didn't know that it wasn't their music. I knew that it was special, but I didn't know that I had any connection to it culturally, racially, anything like that. But after a few years, I did discover that, and I was glad to. What beautiful music it is. It's funny, I grew up in a household where we were listening to stuff by Harry Belafonte and Ola Tunji's Drums of Passion and Fats Waller and his rhythm. But I guess the blues wasn't in the house because it wasn't progressive. Maybe that's the thing. And we were in a kind of a progressive household.
I'm just guessing that not only were you listening to the music of Harry Belafonte, but you might have been listening to Harry Belafonte in person. Did he ever, was he acquainted with your parents?
Yep. Harry knows, he's still around. He knows my mom, who's still here. And they've been known each other forever. And, people like Odetta, people like Sidney Poitier and Pete Seeger were friends of the family.
All right. Yeah, your cat's out of the bag. We might as well mention it. Your parents, Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee, two of the most famous and recognizable actors in this country. And
And I got to call him Mom and Dad. Well, they considered themselves actors, yeah, but my dad in particular said he was more of a writer. And that's what they spent their time doing, writing, performing. And when they weren't acting, they didn't wait around for Hollywood to call them, you know. So they would go around the country together with their notebooks, which were filled with poems and stories. And they would entertain by getting right in front of people and telling what they knew and giving them a little piece of history.
Well, with a, you know, with a center of gravity that strong in your family towards writing and acting, how did you, I mean, you've sort of been involved in on stage and in film. How did you, are you kind of by becoming a blues musician, are you sort of breaking out of their orbit a little bit?
Well, a long time ago, I decided I was going to do music to make my own individual statement. I figured being Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee's son was a little bit cramping because everybody expected something of my behavior. And I wasn't in the mood to just behave. There was more in me than behaving, you know. So music was a way out of that. But then the deeper I got into music, the more I found I had to talk. I had to explain. I had to use words. And so now I find myself doing what they did. That is a lot of storytelling and acting from time to time. So, you know, I can run, but I can't hide.
That's a good way to put it. Where'd you learn to play? Who taught you? Who taught you your music?
I guess I've had about 5 guitar lessons in my entire life, including one from one set of lessons from Huey Long, member of the Ink Spots from way back in the day. And each one of those lessons would take me a long way because I would sit on the side of the bed and just move my fingers over the guitar until I had it. And then it would take me somewhere else to explore. And then I was writing songs even before these songs were fit to put in public. But the best guitar lesson I ever had was from a fellow with 9 fingers. He was missing his right index finger, and I met him on a train. And I was sitting down playing my guitar on this kind of a long train ride. And he asked if he could see it, and he showed me more about finger picking than any other guitar player. And that was his right hand, which the one was missing the index finger. He showed me more about finger picking. And from that time, I just haven't looked back.
I wonder, did he tell you the story behind the missing finger? Or was it even important?
No, not the way he was playing. It wasn't important. Wasn't important.
Huh. It's funny how we overcome things like that, overcome obstacles, and it's interesting how he passed a gift on to you. Guy, I wonder with your background, your resume, you know, why are you in Alaska now? It seems like you could probably have a touring career within just a couple hundred mile radius of your house.
Surely you overestimate the powers of superstardom here. Understand, I play where there are people. I don't have any compunction against going to Alaska in any way. I've been up here 5 or 6 times over the last 20 years, and only one of those times was over 20 years ago. The latest 4 or 5 times was in the past 12 years. So I find that I'm appreciated up here, and I enjoy playing. I mean, even the polar bears come, and they sit outside where I'm doing the concerts, and they listen. That story may or may not be true. But
if some show up tonight, it will be in the papers.
As long as they behave, it's okay by me.
You're going to be giving a workshop tomorrow for local musicians for a couple of hours. What can people expect there?
First of all, I want the local musicians to bring not just guitars, but whatever instrument it is that they play. Primarily, I'm a blues musician. I'm going to show them a good blues turnaround, and I'm going to show them what they can do with their hands and their feet and their mouths that can make music fun to do. In fact, as far as blues is concerned, I can show them something that they can take to any jam and really get somewhere with it. But there may be people who show up with no instruments, and that's fine, because we can sing together. And if you got a harmonica, bring that, because the guitar players, not only should they be playing the guitar, but they got to learn to listen to what else is there. And if you got a mandolin, like my buddy Ted, you know, come on with that mandolin. Bring what you got, and let's see what happens. Have some fun.
All right. Guy will be able to hear you play here in just a little while, back on the Good Day Radio Show. If you want to get the full show, it's tonight, 7 o'clock, Sitka Performing Arts Center. Guy Davis, thanks so much for coming in this morning and talking a little bit about your life.
You are welcome.
Well, we crawled across cut glass to make a deal. You know news of you's come down the line, even before you got in the door. In your father's house, there's many mansions, and each one of them got a fireproof floor.
Support for this program comes from Sitka Physical Therapy, with physical therapists Eric Speck, Paul Collum, Bridget Hitchcock, and Alicia Peavy, offering rehabilitative services including post-operative rehabilitation, job analysis and workplace evaluation, and massage therapy. SitkaPhysicalTherapy.com or 747-4559.